What are you thinking about? Have you stopped to consider what you're thinking about? Did you know, beloved, the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he? And this was what Solomon said. He talked about our thoughts, and what we think about is what we are. That's what we really are, what we think about. Let me look to Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7a. I want you to see what Solomon said here. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And thus, beloved, our heart, our mind, what we're thinking about is what we really are. That's the kind of person we really are. And Paul wrote in Philippians 2, verse 5 through 8, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." He said, think God's thoughts. Think the way Jesus thought. He went on to talk about being humble and submissive and yielded to the will of God the Father. And in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16b, the latter part of that verse, we read, "Ye have the mind of Christ." The mind of Christ is available, beloved, to every child of God, to think the thoughts that the Lord thought, to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, we're told there by Paul in Corinthians. Bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Bring it under the Lord's control, because what you think is what you are. And how important it is that you and I obey the Lord Jesus Christ and walk in meekness, which is strength under control. Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." He said, "For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul if you'll come to me." And so bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, bring it under his control. You remember when Jesus was in the wilderness, that Satan came to him and tempted him after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. He tempted him to make a stone into a loaf of bread. Now, there's nothing wrong with eating as long as we don't sin in doing so. If Jesus had made that stone into a loaf of bread, he could have. He would have yielded to Satan. He would have obeyed the devil. And that was the temptation, because he had been without food. He was hungry. So there's nothing wrong with satisfying physical hunger and appetites when it's done God's way. But, beloved, if we yield to the flesh and overindulge in food or in what we're drinking, yielding to the appetites and the cravings, both for food or for other physical needs or desires, that's sin. So what do you think about? What is your mind fixed upon? What are you thinking about? Here's a little chorus the Lord brought to my mind about our thoughts. It isn't what you think you are, but what you think you are. It isn't what you think you are, but what you think you are.
It isn't what you think you are, but what you think you are. So let the mind of Christ be in you. For from the abundance of the heart the mouth doth speak. For from the abundance of the heart the mouth doth speak. For from the abundance of the heart the mouth doth speak. So let the mind of Christ be in you. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So let the mind of Christ be in you. It isn't what you think you are, but what you think you are. It isn't what you think you are, but what you think you are. It isn't what you think you are, but what you think you are. So let the mind of Christ be in you. So let the mind of Christ be in you.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How important it is that we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, that we bring it under His control, that we yield to the Holy Spirit and let Him guide our thoughts and keep our mind on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. You remember when Paul was closing his letter to the church at Philippi, he reminded them to think upon whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. This is what we should think of, beloved, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Because what you think about, what you let your mind dwell upon, is what you are. That reflects and shows forth what you are. So do your thoughts reflect that you're a man or a woman or a child, a young person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Obey the Lord and bring every thought captive to His obedience. Goodbye.